Welcome to Does Pat Get It, the series where I, Pat, decide to dive into the middle of a comic series and see if I can figure out what is going on. Today I'm looking at Men of War number 5, published by DC, written by Ivan Brandon, and art by Tom Derenick. This was a comic I picked up just for the cover alone. In it, an old Civil War revolver is pointed at the head of our main character, whose name I never learned. Now this made me giddy as all hell, thinking that the man holding the said pistol would be Jonah Hex, my favorite DC character. I was unpleasantly surprised to find out that this was not the case. In so few of words. Rather, we have a story of modern American troops being captured by immortal soldiers and a cigar-chomping albino. And honestly, pretty mediocre and kind of cliche. The backup story is no help either. A knife fight by Matt Kind, I'm sorry if I can't pronounce that, and Patrick, Scherberger, I believe, is almost as, if not more, forgettable than its main contemporary, if I'm using that word right. I'm not a fan of the art in this either story, and seems to be stuck in that early 2000s era, lacking finance and nuance or even, passion, but that seems a bit too harsh. In all honesty, I feel bamboozled and schmeckledorfed, even though it is completely my doing and no fault of on the book's part. If you want a story about immortal soldiers in a modern world, read The Old Guard by Greg Rucka and Leandro Fernandez. You won't be disappointed, it's fantastic. If you have any recommendations, want to say hi, you can reach me at my Twitter at ask_DPGI.